this attitude meeting for us to be comfortable to talk about something we experienced at home together. And I have told this story before, and I think it's kind of a funny story. And so my first ever meeting before, like how I heard about Alateen, my mother is the wonderful woman she is. She realized my dad needed help, we needed help, and she found Al-Anon and Alateen through AA, and she decided to go to the Alateen meeting just herself. And me and my brother had no idea, right? We were just at home living our lives still. And my mom goes to this Alateen meeting by herself. And she walks into the room, she sees Melissa, and I think Marsha was there, and Becky, I wanna say, but I wasn't there, I forget like who was. But she goes up to Melissa. Melissa always says my mom did the sniff test on her. My mom walked up in there and was like, so what are you guys are doing here? Like, what's happening? What's going on? Like, I have two kids. My husband's an alcoholic. I want to bring them. So can I sit in on this meeting to see what you guys do? And of course, Melissa was like, no. This is a closed meeting. Like, you can't just come in. Like, you're not an AMIAS and you're not an allergy. Like, you can. And so my mom, she brought us back. Melissa told her to bring us next week, bring us to the meeting. And I remember my mom came home. She was like, so next week, Tuesday, she's like, I'm taking you guys to the allergy meeting. And I was like, what? Like, she just springs this on us. I was so confused. So the next week, me and my brother go to the Alateen meeting. My mom just was off. She's like, okay, bye. Have fun. And me and my brother, we're just like, where do we go? We walk down into this basement and we just see these floods in the same building. There's AA. There's an AA meeting right next door. So we are just utterly confused. We see all these like grown people, grown-ups walking into the same building. And we're like, I don't think we're at the right place. But we were. And we found this wonderful group of Alateens. And I will never forget my first meeting I ever did. I just love to sit there and listen and hear that reassurance that I'm not the only one. Like, I'm not crazy. It's not me. Like, it is not me. And just the warm and welcoming and just the love you feel when you walk into that room is just something that's unmatched of anything else I've ever experienced. And I'm so grateful for that because I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't walked into that room, if my mom would have never found the meeting, because I have not worked through all my steps, but I have not, I'm still working on it, you know, and that's, everybody moves at their own pace. And I've learned that because I used to beat myself up. I used to be like, oh my God, I feel like I'm not progressing. I'm not working my program. And I realized that everybody works at their own pace. And it took me a long time to realize being selfish is okay. So that's where I had to start. And shortly after joining Alateen, the first time I went to the meeting, Melissa, they told us that AMIAS told us, do your 6 meetings. Keep coming back. Just once you do 6 meetings, like, and she also told my mom that, so we stuck to it. And they told us about convention that was coming up in February, late January, early February. And we decided to go. I had no idea what I was expecting. I remember riding. I actually went up on Friday with Ruby, and I'm so sorry, but I can't remember the other lady's name. But it just being offered a ride and having someone figure out a ride for me there was wonderful. But once I got to convention, I was so scared of getting like along with the other ALA teens, talking to this many people, how many people were gonna be there. It was just very overwhelming. But I was like, you know what? I got there. They took me to the room with the other ALA teens, and I will never forget meeting Shannon. Shannon took me in with her other ALA teens. They made me feel like I was a part of their little family. I just felt like, oh my God, these are my people. Like, they're so, like, they were just, like, the love and the care and the conversations. It was very beautiful. And at this convention, I did not expect to participate. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit back, watch. And I remember we went into this one workshop, and it was an Al-Anon workshop. And all us ALA teens were sitting on the back wall. And I stood up, and I am not a person to like break down emotionally. I like to keep myself together. I'm not like a big crier in front of people. I remember in this one Al-Anon workshop, I stood up. To be honest, I don't even remember what I said. I could not tell you what I said, but I shared something about my qualifier or like one of my stories, and I just broke down crying. I was so astonished in myself that I just had started crying. So that opened up like a whole new thing, because instead of people like looking at me weird, they were like, wow, they're like, thank you so much for sharing. Like the support of AA and Al-Anon to ALA teen is just wonderful. Like I felt like everyone there had my back. And that's just an amazing feeling to have, that just everyone cares. Like, who wouldn't want to feel that? So that is when I like really started getting into ALA teen, because I was like, this is where I want to be. Like, I like this. And so after my first convention, started going to meetings every week. I was playing sports, but I would rush from sports to my meetings, like loved it. And then slowly, I was beginning of sophomore year, because I joined when I was a freshman. So beginning of sophomore year, I started not going as much, not working my program, not being as involved, or not beginning a sophomore year, like end of sophomore year. And that is when my life started falling apart slowly, piece by piece by piece by piece. And it never occurred to me, you know what, let me go to a meeting. For some reason, I just had left it out of my mind. And as over these months, and I haven't been as involved in ALA teen, I'm just like so sad, and I'm really in this depressive state. Still not going to meetings, months go by. It's time for camp last year. I think Lindy calls me. She's like, hey, they want you to be camp speaker. I am astonished they asked me to be speaker at camp last year. I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I was like, why did they pick me? I have not been to my meetings. I have not been working my program. Quite frankly, my life is falling apart. And I spoke at camp. I was so nervous. I was like, I barely stumbled over words. I didn't read anything that I wrote down. Like today I have bullet points and like I wrote my introduction out and I have things like I want to talk about. I didn't read any of that last time. I was just so nervous, I forgot. And I was just so overwhelmed. I felt so guilty that I was speaking and I hadn't been actively working my program, actively being involved like I should. So still, I tried to go to a couple meetings that worked for like a month and then fell off the wagon again. There I go. Not going to meetings anymore, not working my program, not being spiritually involved either these times. And it wasn't until, I want to say, pretty recently that I started really getting it together. I've been on and off, not like going to meetings, not going to meetings, working my program, like, and I would just give up. I would feel so bad for not going. I'd be like, oh my God, like, who am I to do this, right? And not until recently I started going back, starting getting more involved. Really what got forced me to do this is being the speaker today. Is what really forced me to come back and put myself, because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be the best speaker I can today. And I was like, it doesn't matter. I tried to put me not being involved and me not being the best in the past. And I'm like, I'm gonna do the best thing I can for me and Alateen, work my program, connect to my higher power, get myself better. And I want to be more. It makes me happy. It makes me feel fulfilled. And that's what I enjoy so much. And it's really given me that drive to like, oh my God, this is bringing me so much happiness. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm really glad that I have been presented this opportunity, because it's really the reason I'm here. I don't know how else to put it. But I have, what's my time looking like? Sorry. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 3:41 p.m.
Okay, it's 3:41. I just had to check to see, because I have some readings I want to do. But I am now getting more back involved in Alateen. Surprise. We're having an election for state rep this year. My name's Jalen, and Mike, which is another wonderful Alateen. He has been our state rep last year, I believe the year before that, but I wouldn't quote me. He has done a wonderful job in the past. Me and him are the ones running, and all the Alateens are gonna vote. I'm so excited, because I really feel like giving the Alateens an opportunity to like vote, because this is our program. Alateens and South Carolina should choose who they want to represent them. Because when we go to these meetings and do decisions and like plan camp, because Lindy has been working so hard for us to get in-person camp this year. And I could not be more grateful for her, because she has really, Lindy Don't even get me started on Lindy. She does it all. She has helped me figure out this whole like convention. She has really helped me with a lot of insight. She knows anything and everything needs that you need to know and is more than willing to help anytime. And I really appreciate, and we're really fortunate to have someone like that. And sorry, I lost my place. But so I'm excited for the election for the Alateens to vote. She's setting that all up. And I'm just excited to see this program grow and Alateen grow because in my heart, like I wanna be there because the I am the one of the oldest in my group, and there's a lot of younger Alateens. And I just look at some of these young Alateens, and I was like, a couple years ago, I was you, and I just felt so sad and alone. And I can see it in their eyes. I see me and how I felt, and I just want to let them know that they're not alone and their feelings are validated. And I just am so thankful for Alateen for giving me this opportunity because I just would love to see Alateen grow with all these kids that I know are in these addiction households and that just need people to talk to, people to listen. And I'm gonna do one of my first readings because I want to talk about it after. I'm reading out of the Living Today in Alateen, the we call it the Blue Book. This one. I'm reading page 82, March 22nd. If you would like to follow along, you don't have to. Try to enunciate the best I can. Prior to Alateen, I was pretty scared when the alcoholic in my family was drinking. She threw things and screamed at me, so I would stay in my room and cry. The Alateen program helps me deal with my fear. I share all my feelings with my Alateen group. It helps me feel better after a tough day at school or when I'm feeling sad. I can trust my group today because of the help it has given me in the past. When I feel bad, I don't take it out on anyone or anything. I call one of my friends, an Alateen, and tell her what's bothering me. My friend helps me, and if some helps me, and if something is bothering her, I can always offer my help. I do not do things alone anymore. I let someone help. Things to think about. I have a right to want what I want and to feel the way I feel. I may not choose to act on those feelings or desires, but I won't hide them from myself. They are a part of me. I chose this reading specifically because I resonated with it, with the feeling of just wanting validation. And when my qualifier acts up and something happened, that fear really eats you alive. And when you have nobody else, it's like you do fight or flight. Like, and then still like that your qualifier is one of your loved ones. So you get torn, and you're like, I love them, but they just did a really horrible thing. But I love them and I don't want to hurt their feelings. But they just did a really horrible thing. And so all that comes out, I feel like, is crying. And another thing is that Alateens will always be there for each other. And I know at any time of the day, I can call one of my Alateens and tell them something that happened, any of the Aeneases. The last meeting we actually had, I was the only Alateen that showed up. And I got to talk to both the Marshas, Marsha M and Marsha R. And it was just wonderful. I mean, I wish all the teams would have showed up and came. But even just making the best out of the three of us, I had a wonderful meeting still. And we got to just talk. And we read a reading and we got to talk about it. And it was just wonderful. I also picked this reading because when it says the things to think about, and what really stuck out is I have a right to want what I want and to feel the way I feel. That sentence, it's just like, I just want to repeat it over and over again. Like, I have the right to want what I want and to feel the way I feel. It's so true. Like, no one can tell you your feelings are wrong. And being in an alcoholic household, I feel like you're often told your feelings are wrong. So I just love Aladdin to tell me that my feelings aren't wrong. I don't know if speakers normally do this, but I'd like to, if anybody has anything to say about this reading, I would like them to share.
This is Becky. I just want to say I was in my 40s before I learned that it was okay for me to want things and to feel what I feel. I'm just overjoyed about that part of Aletheia, that people learn that in time to have a longer number of years knowing it.
Thank you so much, Becky. I agree. If you guys didn't know, Becky is one of my amuses. She is a wonderful woman. She has really helped me throughout these years, and she has really seen me grow. But if anybody else wants to say something, just turn on your mic, and if not, I can just go to my next reading.
Real quick there, I'm so happy for you that you understand this at your age now. And, you know, that we talked about a lot of this in the intimacy workshop today. So you are already learning how to be intimate with yourself. And that is such a blessing. And you're sharing with other people. And that's such courage. And I just love you. I think you're wonderful.
Thank you, Shannon. I so wish convention was in person so I could just give you all a hug, because I haven't seen you in so long, and it was great to see you in the workshop early.
Jalen, you're just doing a wonderful job. I just love seeing you and seeing how you've grown, and that is a wonderful aha meaning, because I didn't know that. You know, I thought that if I wanted something, that it was selfish or not all right. And then in my family, when we wanted something, and we would just be sneaky about it because it would get shot down all of the time. And to learn that it's fine for me to want something, not fine for me to step on other people, but for me to want for something and to go after. And I'm so proud of you. You're just wonderful.
Hello, my name is Cynthia. And what I would like to say is one of the things that you have done for me is you reminded me again of why I'm still in the program, that not being alone. And as a result of being in Al-Anon and being in some Aletheia meetings and listening to speakers like you, is it is teaching me how to talk to the young people and to see their pain and to acknowledge it. all, and as an adult, how we do such contradictory things. You know, you see something, but we say, oh, that's not what you see. Oh, no, you really don't feel that way. And I'm learning with that with my granddaughter and other young people that if this is what you see, it is the truth. If this is what you feel, it validates. And that's what Al-Anon does for me continuously, is to validate. I was the quiet one in my home. I thought I became invisible one. So even to this day, when people raise their voice, they may not be, to me, it still comes across as arguing. And I feel myself closing off. And it is the tools of the program that helped me to open up, to recognize, open up, and maybe one day I won't go totally quiet. So thank you. Great job.
Thank you so much for sharing. That was beautiful. And I get the feeling like selfish. And does anybody else want to say anything?
Hi, this is Karen from Sioux, Canada. I just wish that we've lost the Alateen program here. We haven't had it here since 2009. And hearing you speak, I think I can hear the wealth of knowledge that you have acquired through this program. And you know, it makes me sad that we don't have it here, but I am so envious of you because I would have loved to have had that in my teens. I would have loved to have had what you have now. I've had it for the last few years, but I would have loved to have had that early in my life and loved to have seen where my life went from there. So I wish you nothing but the best. I think you're an extremely gifted speaker, and I thank you for sharing your wonderful story with us.
I'm already unmuted. Thank you so much for sharing and for coming all to joining this meeting all the way from Canada. I don't know what the situation, but I would love to see Alateen meetings in Canada. I feel like, I don't know, just a suggestion, the AA program, I feel like is the best way to reach Alateens because those are the former alcoholics and like their kids, you know, or the Al-Anon. And that's how we really push Alateen here is through our Al-Anon and AA programs. Because I, as a kid, like I told you, my mom found Alateen for me. And I would have never known that this existed if it wasn't for my mom going out and finding that. And I know other kids are definitely not gonna know that this even exists. Like the people I have opened up to that I'm an Alateen, other teenagers, they go, what's Alateen? What is that? And I'm like, and it just makes me a little sad because I'm like, I feel like everyone should know. But as thank you so much for all your kind words. I have, let's see how much time I have left. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 3:57 p.m.
So I have one more reading that I would like to have a discussion because the reason I like to read and then talk about it and have other people talk about it is just to hear, I know there's so many beautiful minds in this community. And as being a young person, I just love to hear from the wiser and just keep going. So I would love for everyone, if you want to share, don't be scared, because I am that person. I'm like, oh no, someone doesn't, they don't want to hear me. But yes, I do want to hear. So I'm reading from the Blue Book again. On page 157, June 5th. For a long time, I tried to be somebody other than who I am. When I meet new people, I immediately started acting to impress them. I think I did this because I didn't accept myself. I started feeling really bad. I thought I was selfish, unsympathetic, an unsympathetic person. Then I realized I had forgotten my true self and I was overlooking the good in me. I was acting even in front of my dearest friends. And then I was wondering why I felt so alone when nobody really knew me. I still feel bad about myself sometimes. I try to remind myself that being who I am is the most important thing I can do. What other people think of me doesn't matter that much. It's what I think of myself that matters. When I truly accepted my defects, I can slowly start working on removing them. Today, I can save a lot of my energy if I don't use it for acting. I can never be as good as someone else as I am being to myself. I have everything I already need inside of me. Things to think about. If we hold back and timidly refuse to risk being ourselves, we diminish our relationships. I picked this specific reading because it's not directed towards the alcoholic or not directly about alcoholism. It's about you as a person. And like I keep saying, Alateen Al-Anon family groups is about being selfish. So this page is about the step to remove all your defects of character. First step to removing a defect of character, find out what the defect is, right? I found myself doing this a lot. I tried to be someone I wasn't for the longest time. I tried to please myself for my parents, for my alcohol. It didn't work. Miserable. I moved to a new school my freshman year. Tried to fit in with everybody at my new school. Didn't work. Miserable. Sophomore year, tried to continue to fit in. Still miserable. I am now a junior and I'm finally realizing that trying to be like everybody else and conforming my personality to make it so other people like me and want to be my friend, that means they don't like me. That means they're not liking me because that's not me. Like, so I use Alateen. My reasoning for choosing this is because not only Alateen is to work with your qualifier, yes, that's like why it was created, but it applies to all aspects in your life. And I feel like, and having like some of the people that spoke, like last time I read something, said that this Alateen, like they wish they had this knowledge when they were younger, because it does help you with every aspect of your life. And I just want more people to have that knowledge and better themselves and start loving themselves for them and not for someone else, and not continue trying to fill this hole. Because when you don't act like yourself and you don't feel the needs for yourself, you are always going to feel empty and not whole. And you're going to try to fill this. And if you're an Alateen and you're here because one of your family members is your qualifier, that means you have the addictive gene. So if you have the addictive gene and you have a hole to fill, what do we think is going to happen? You are at high risk to become alcoholic addicted to something, right? And I feel like the Alatoon program prevents that because you realize it helps you fix the hole you have and better yourself, so you just love yourself and you have no hole to fill. And that's what I truly love. And if anybody, I know I kind of talked for a long time, I kind of went past my points, but if anybody wants to share on this reading.
Wow, I'm floored. Like, I'm Allison, I'm in California, but we're from New York, and our goddaughter, we brought her to Alatoon, and I'm just floored at your recovery. It's like blowing my head apart. I'm just like, and I'm like, totally, that is the crux of it. Like, we all have this God-sized hole that nothing can fill except more love and more higher power and love for myself. And wow, I really heard that today, and I really heard your recovery, and it's, whoo, yeah, it's amazing. Like, I've been in Al-Anon for 10 years. I found it in my 30s, and I'm blown away. I feel really lucky to have heard you today. So thank you so much.
Hi, Jalen.
Hey, Jalen. This is Melissa. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, guys. I'm going to see if I can. Okay, I'm on my phone, so I don't really know how to get so that you can see me. But I just want to tell Jalen that I'm really, you know, I feel like a proud mother, and I'm really grateful to you for your sharing and for the open heartedness with which I believe for myself that self-care, you know, it isn't selfish for me. It's not selfish because it is the very thing that lets me have acceptance. It's the very thing that lets me be of service and not hold on to my hurts and my resentments, but just hold them, you know, be in my feelings, but not, you know, be of it. I love South Carolina, Alatoon. I've been an Amias in other states. In California, we say Amias. And it's such a beautiful, loving support of the Alateens here that is giving birth to more and more growth in this program. And so I think you'd be a great ambassador for Alateen. I love all the work that Lindy is doing for the teens, and I just want to be in today and be free, you know, be happy, joyous, and free. And I want to also thank all the other MIS in South Carolina and around the world. Thanks. Thank you, Jalen.
So can I say something real quick? All right. So, hi, Jalen. You're, like, amazing, okay? Like, I learned so much from what you've been saying and all that. And, like, trapping yourself in a box, just hiding yourself from the outside world, I really understand that. Like, I didn't really try to be anyone else, but I didn't talk to anyone either. And I force myself to be a perfectionist all the time. So I really trap myself inside that box. And the fact that you're learning how to be yourself is just, it's amazing. And like, yeah, thank you for letting me share.
No problem, Erica. If you guys didn't know, Erica, she is in the No Money Puddles with me. She is a beautiful, smart young lady. Let me tell you, I was not that smart when I was her age. I was still like, boys have cooties. She has got it together. Let me tell you, she inspires me. I'm like, wow.
Thank you so much. You inspire me. So yeah, it's great listening to you.
Hi, Jalen. This is Honey. Where are you? Oh, yeah. Speaking from Massachusetts. I didn't get into the program until I was 54. So when I was your age and way younger, and I recognize this, but I didn't know, it just was a fact. I knew I was a little bit of everyone I knew. I walked like this one. I held my pencil like that one. I talked like that one. And I used to say, if I fly over Texas, I'm going to come back with a Texas accent, because this became everybody I knew. But I really didn't know myself. And I feel, I started Al-Anon at 54. And I'm shocked in this, I'm the total Boston area, so I don't know too much about other places, but I'm really surprised at the lack of knowledge about Al-Anon and Alateen wherever I live. I can't speak to Alateen too much because I'm, you know, removed from that age group. But I know if I go to a doctor now, I will always tell them I'm a member of Al-Anon. I don't go to that many, but I'll just say 9 out of 10 don't know what Al-Anon is. And I keep saying, I just think they should teach the steps in school. It doesn't have to be like a, you know, don't say we're going to teach Al-Anon, but, you know, they could have gradual understanding of how to live. And if it started at a younger age, I think it would solve a lot of problems. But, you know, that's really neither here nor there. But I'm not jealous at all. But when I come in and I see people your age and I see men in these Al-Anon meetings, I mean, I grew up in the 40s and 50s. So it was like, you didn't tell anything about anything. And to see the men, I'm like, because it was my mother that was the alcoholic. And so I just, it warms my heart with a little bit of jealousy that I didn't have this Al-Anon. But you did a great job. And thank you so much.
Hi, Jalen. It's Lindy here. I brought the convention to Sean here in the hospitals, and he wanted to hear you talk, and you made me cry too, darling. I'm so looking forward to working with you to grow our Al-Anon program, and I am so grateful you can share yourself so freely, because you're helping a lot of people realize how important Al-Anon is and how much we need it, and what an awesome job. And like I said, I am looking forward to working with you and us kickstarting Al-Anon again in South Carolina. And we're just sending you a whole bunch of love. I am so just grateful that we could hook it up here in the hospital and see you.
I'm so grateful, Sean. You are in my prayers. I really hope you get better.
Thank you. I will. I got to.
Yes. And Lindy told me about that diet. So next time I see you, I hope you're looking fab and skinny.
Hey, this is Erin from Atlanta, Georgia. May I share?
Yes.
You're right ahead.
Hey, Jalen, I just wanted to say that you are giving me life today, my friend. I admire your program. Thank you for bringing it to the convention today. And I only just recently realized that I think the majority of being an adult in my experience so far, I joke and say I'm not a real adult yet. I'm 34, by the way. it's that I'm realizing that most of being an adult is learning how to love who I was as a child. So what you have just said and how you shared that last reading, like I said, is giving me life. It is the validation that I needed in the journey that I'm going through today. So thank you for sharing yourself. You matter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you can join, Erin from Atlanta, Georgia. Love it there. Very beautiful. And yeah, healing your inner child is, you're right, it's the root of all our problems. Does anybody?
Jalen? Hi. And I'm trying to see how to best ask this question of a teen. How do members of Al-Anon, parents, grandparents, others, how do those members how do those members have the attraction to promote Al-Anon? As a teen, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to put it out there for the Alateen? How do we get our teens to come into Alateen?
Wow, thank you for that question. Really making me think. I know, of course, you can always donate. I know we have some money, but really talking about it in your meetings, because this is just me in my head. I believe if more people talk about it in their meetings, more people keep hearing this, and the more children get to, like, let's say you talk about it in your Al-Anon meeting, and then a mother is in your Al-Anon meeting. She has a 13-year-old kid, or even 12 years old. I had a 9-year-old, and I loved him. He was the cutest little boy. I'm so thankful he got to come to the meeting. If we're acceptive, I know it's Alateens, but any kid that comes along, please bring him in. And I feel like that's just word of mouth, because that's all we can do, anonymity, but just bringing it up in AA meetings, Al-Anon meetings, so someone with kids or that knows kids that are being affected by addiction, they can tell their kids about it, or the parents can bring their kids. So I hope that answered your question.
It did. It did. Thank you. And you are awesome, young lady. So keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Hey, this is Rachel. I just got to say, Jalen and Erica both, I have watched them grow in the program. I only see them at conventions or outing conference, and they just, it's amazing how much they've grown. I love them both. And Erica's my bunk mate, and I hope this year we get to be together again. I miss them, and I love outings because we hug. I love the hugs. But, promote the kids. You know, if you have to drag a kid to their first outing meeting, do it. You know, and then we suggest that they come to 6 meetings, and hopefully, you know, after that, they stick around. I've been doing outings a while. I've been in a program a long time. But both times I became a sponsor, or now we call them Mias, I was asked if I was willing to just come sub occasionally. Well, it wasn't long after that I was told both times that the groups were mine. And, you know, hey, so, you know, be careful. But I love it. It helps me keep my program simple. I laugh at every meeting. I laugh. I'm so grateful that I have a backup, so when I can't be there because of work or illness or whatever, that I have people that are willing to step up and do it. I mean, and there are, for the lady in Canada, we have groups in our area right now that are meeting on Zoom, the Alateens. Maybe you can get some of that information off of our website, or get hold of Lindy or Mike, and they can give you that information to pass on, because I know they would love to have Alateens from wherever. Great job, Jalen. Proud of you, girl.
Thank you, Rachel. For any of you guys, Rachel was at the first convention I ever went to, and she was one of the beautiful, welcoming people. And she was running that. She was behind the scenes. I saw that she got the convention set on lock. And she was running around doing everything and then helping us out, too. She's really amazing.
Thank you, darling.
No problem. Also, you reminded me, I was going to... the Nobody Puddles, my Alateen group, we are still on Zoom currently, and we have this one girl from New York, and she calls into our meetings. So if anybody knows of any Alateens, like Rachel said, just go on the Al-Anon website, and you can find the Zoom meetings, and they'll take anyone from anywhere, like, the more the merrier.
Well, I want to thank everyone for all your sharing this afternoon. Jalen, thank you so much. This has been a great hour. And to close up here, I think Erica has a reading. Am I correct in that, Erica?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll close with the reading from Erica. And then, Erica, if you would like to lead us in the declaration. I will do that if you prefer.
Wait, okay. Am I doing the reading and then the declaration?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, gotcha. Oh,
okay.
So anyway, I have a reading on 301 in the blue book, basically the same one Jalen's been using. All right, I wasn't muted. Got it. If anyone wants to follow along, if they have a book, they can, if you don't have to. So yeah, I'll get started real quick. So I've had a lot of experience with alcoholic parents. They can be mean sometimes because the alcohol affects them so much. I've had to face the facts and accept them. Even though my parents are alcoholic, I still want to love them. Sometimes that's really hard to do, but there are people in Alateen I can talk to when I need help. They guide me through the process of accepting my feelings and deciding what I can or cannot change. It doesn't solve my problems to take out my anger on another person. When I'm hungry or in trouble, I need to talk to someone and get help. I need to use the slogans to help me put things in perspective, things to think about. It's okay to be angry, but how I handle it is what's important. Storing it up can hurt other people as well as myself. Letting it out in healthy ways gives me a chance to calm down and enjoy life. And I picked this one because, you know, it's a speaker meeting. It's all about just letting things out and like how Jalen let us all share and like that kind of thing, and how, like, you know, this is about alcoholism and how we have experiences with them. And so, you know, yeah, and I guess that's the closing reading. And I'm sorry if I read too fast, I do that sometimes. And so, yeah, do you want me to do the declaration? I don't know, like, yep. Okay, sure.
Yep.
And the Serenity Prayer, right? Because that's.
Sure, why not?
Right. Yep, cool. Do both of them.
Gotcha.
Can I say one thing first? I put the numbers, the Zoom number and the password for No Muddy Puddles in the chat if anybody wants it. Thanks. Sorry.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah. Okay. God, I grant you serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Let it begin with me. When anyone, anywhere, reaches out for help, let the hand in Al-Anon and Alateen always be there, and let it begin with me. So, yeah, yay.